All righty, got a little something for you from the Bible tonight. Turn into Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. We've been doing some studies. This will be the fourth one on Wednesday nights on favor with God. And you know something, that's something that we really should want, favor with the Lord. And the truth of the matter is, I've learned that when you find favor with the Lord, then He helps you to have favor with the men with whom He wants you to have favor. Proverbs 13, 15. Good understanding giveth favor. The rest of the verse goes on to say, but the way of transgressors is hard. So as we've been studying this favor with God, I pray for it often, and I pray for it for the preachers for whom I pray, that we'll be found in favor with the Lord so that then we can have favor with those with whom He wants us to have favor. But I couldn't remember all the things that were necessary to have favor with God, so this lesson has been a real help to me because in doing this study, the first one, we saw that to have favor with God, you need to have righteousness. It's very important to Him. And then in the next one, mercy and truth bring you into favor with God. And then the next one, wisdom brings you into favor with God. And now tonight, what's going to bring you into favor with God? Good understanding. Good understanding. All right, those are very, very important because understanding, wisdom, mercy and truth, righteousness, these are all exceedingly important to the Lord. And they should be important to us. They should be the things by which we live. Now notice in Proverbs 13, 15, he didn't say understanding giveth favor, because there are a lot of things that you can understand that are not necessarily favorable. He said good understanding giveth favor. Because there are things that you could understand that won't bring you into favor with God. For instance, you might understand how to gamble. Yeah, okay, but that's not going to give you favor with God. But good understanding will. And what is good understanding? Good understanding is the ability to grasp the spiritual truths and words in the Bible. People will call sometimes and say, I'm reading this and I don't know that I understand it. All right, if they understand it after, you know, studying it or having somebody teach them about it, you can see a relief if it's something that troubled them. You can see a smile of some sort of countenance expression that says, oh man, that's good. I understand that now. Some sort of excitement about understanding something in the Word of God. The same happens when you're reading and you're like, I'm not sure about that, and you're praying and you're reading, and all of a sudden the Lord gives you understanding it, and there's this real satisfaction that you've come to an understanding of something that God said. You grasp the truth. You understand the words. I can remember before Chris Jaime passed away, I was with she and with and Willie there in the hospital. And we visited for a while and prayed together for a while. She was trying to rest, and Willie wanted to talk with me. Willie and Chris started coming here. All they ever did in church was in Spanish. Hymns in Spanish. And he said to me, I'm not sure how much we're going to be able to get out of the services because we're so used to everything in Spanish. I said, well, keep coming and keep praying and ask the Lord to help you. And he bought a King James Bible. And do you know, he did not learn how to read when he was younger. And while we were there, he opened up his Bible and he said to me with a big smile on his face, I can read this and I can understand it. God taught me how to read this and God taught me how to understand it. 82 years old. That was a tremendous blessing to me to see that. But you know what that is? That's good understanding. It's good understanding. And so when you are in the Bible, you're going to notice three words pretty much show up together in Proverbs frequently. They are wisdom, first of all, knowledge, and then wisdom, and then understanding. You're going to see that triplet. As a matter of fact, in one place, I'll just read this to you. The Lord says this, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens, by his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. You see, they're all working together. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge. So I think it will help you to get a grasp of what understanding is if we just talk briefly about those three things so that you understand how they work together, or how to compare them. All right, simply put, we're going to first of all talk about knowledge. Simply put, knowledge is the accumulation of information. That's what it is. You know, if I tell you something you didn't know and now you know it, you have some more knowledge. You've accumulated some information. For example, you probably know John 3:16 by heart. Most of you, if not all of you, can quote the verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know something? There are a lot of people that know John 3:16. That's knowledge. You know the words. You know the verse. That's knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to discern and to make good judgments with the words of God and about the words of God. So knowledge is just the accumulation of information. Wisdom is the ability to discern and make good judgments with these words and about these words. That's what wisdom is. All right? The first part of Job 28:28 says, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom." And in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, Solomon said, the fear of the Lord is the what? The what? The beginning of wisdom. So without the fear of God, you can't discern his words. You know, it's an amazing thing. We live in a day and age. Our teens are with us, and so you probably see this too. You live in a day and age where there are not a lot of people that fear God, and even Christians, many Christians these days, don't fear God. Right? Those of you who are working and things like that, that you're not living in a... So consequently, they have, the general public has very little wisdom from the words of God. They have earthly wisdom, earthly, sensual, devilish wisdom. But wisdom concerning the words of God, that wisdom that's coming from above, that's pure, peaceable, right? Gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits. That wisdom, there's not a lot of that out there. Because it is rooted in the fear of God. So what wisdom does... with John 3:16, you're not satisfied just to have been informed about what it says. Wisdom leads people to consider the truth of John 3:16. Consider this. Despite the fact that the world is the enemy of God, God loved the world enough, so much, that he gave his only begotten Son. That's an amazing thing to consider. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Whoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. The world's course is this way. The course of this world going opposite the direction and course of God completely. Completely. All right, so wisdom discerns and looks at that and says, that's an amazing thing. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And the next thing is that the gift is available to whosoever believeth in him. That's an amazing thing. Because consider the world and the condition of the world that his love was expressed on Calvary. We sang the old rugged cross. Expressed on Calvary that way. But he said that whosoever believeth in him. Well, wisdom would say, I'm going to take a consideration of that because that's an amazing piece of that verse. And then furthermore, those who believe in him, listen, have everlasting life now and shall never perish. That's what the verse says. And that's what that is a discernment. I can make judgments about the words of God. I can discern some things about the words of God when I am no longer just concerned about knowing them, but exercising wisdom with those words. So by wisdom, you recognize that John 3:16 is for you personally. You know, you'll ask people, do you know about Jesus? Oh, yeah, he died for the sins of the world, as if I'm not one of them. You all right? Oh, that as if I'm not one of the sinners who needed Jesus Christ to die for me. John, you realize John 3:16 is for you personally, and that in the fear of God, you need no alternative methods of salvation or other religions to be saved. If salvation, if eternal life, if everlasting life is a gift of God, then why should I concern myself with discussing other religions or other ways? It's no longer a factor. God is taking care of everything you need in the gift of His Son. So that's wisdom. All right, now, knowledge, you know the words. Wisdom, I have some discernment about those words and realize these things are for me. Understanding is the ability to grasp and comprehend John 3:16. Understanding is the ability to grasp and comprehend John 3:16. There are many people who know John 3:16. If they're watching television and somebody's in the end zone when the field goal is kicked, or the extra point is kicked and they hold up the big John 3:16 sign, a lot of people say, yeah, I know what that is. Okay, they know that. Okay, that's knowledge. But they don't understand John 3:16. Many don't understand that eternal life is a gift to them. They don't understand that. And that God had to make that gift. The wages of sin is death. And every person on this earth is confronted with sin, and every person on this earth is confronted with death. Life must continue beyond death, and understanding is where you begin to get that. You begin to grasp it. You know, they don't understand eternal life is a gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. They don't get that without receiving that gift, this gift of eternal life. They will perish forever. If you have everlasting life and they shall never perish, then the converse is true. If you don't have it, you will perish forever. That's understanding. And, you know, with understanding, listen, you get it. You know, people say, do you understand? Yeah, I got it. Okay, you get it. In other words, people who understand John 3:16, you know what they do? They receive the gift of Jesus Christ. And that's what you did. You receive the gift of Jesus Christ. When you understand something in the Bible, listen, this is that clever thing about understanding. You take action on it. It does something to you. I can have knowledge and I can have wisdom without having it change me. When I understand it, it's changing me. I'm taking action on it. You know, I've quoted Job 28:28 that says this, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. But the second part of it says, and to depart from evil is understanding. You're exercising understanding when you realize, ooh, okay, I fear God and I have wisdom and I am going to depart from this evil thing because I know that God is not pleased with that. It's making a change in my life. Okay? So that's how it goes. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Let me give you another example from the Bible. You already know God's going to judge everything you do. There's not a person in here that doesn't know, maybe the little ones. Yeah, maybe not Margaret yet, but there's not a person in here that doesn't know that God is going to judge you. You all know it. Okay, you know that. Okay, and you can go leave here and go right on about your business with that knowledge. It doesn't have to change you. With wisdom, you discern that which is good that God will reward, and that which is wrong for which you will receive for the wrong that you do. That's Colossians 3:23-25. He's going to reward the good, and you're going to suffer loss for the bad. That's wisdom. You have some discernment. And not only do you have discernment that he will do it, but you have discernment about those things that he will, that you can do that are good, and those things that you can do that are wrong. You have discernment about that. You're able to make a good judgment about that. With understanding, you know what you do? You do the good and you quit the wrong. That's what you do with understanding. You apply the wisdom that you now have and you make the decision to change. Now, you may look at that and say, well, how come some people seem to get it better than others? And there's a reason, but I'll tell you, first of all, I want you to look with me. Yeah, we'll leave this. Look with me in Job 38. Job 38. Just a couple of passages I want you to see. Now that you understand a little bit about how the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding go, it's that understanding that really makes the knowledge and wisdom effectual in your life. All right, now notice in Job 38, the Lord is speaking in verse 1. The Lord answered Job. So God's speaking. And in Job, in this section of Job, God is just asking question after question after question after question. In the questions he's asking, he is revealing truth, but he's trying to show Job, and he does successfully, that Job has answered the Lord without wisdom and without knowledge. Okay? And notice what the Lord asks in Job 38, verse 36. Job 38, verse 36, who hath put wisdom in the inward parts? He didn't ask, did I put wisdom in the inward parts? He said, who hath put wisdom in the inward parts? It's in there. Or who hath given understanding to the heart? So God equipped us inside here with some wisdom and some understanding, okay, to be able to respond to some of the things that I've just mentioned to you today. He put some wisdom in there and he put some understanding in there. All right? Do you understand? So that's part of your makeup. You've got a brain, I think, and ears and eyes and hands and feet and organs and all that kind of stuff. You also got some wisdom and some understanding that he put in there. Okay? Now look at Job chapter 32 at verse 8. You have a spirit in you as well. You wouldn't be breathing right now if you didn't have a spirit in you. You have a spirit in you. And I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit here. God gave every one of us a spirit of man that is connected with our earthly temporal life. Verse 8, Job 32:8. There is a spirit in man, watch it, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them what? Understanding. So God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And God put a spirit in you, and so that when he wants you to have wisdom about something or understanding about something, he has a way to be able to communicate with you through inspiration for you to be able to get what he's trying to tell you. Okay? There's only one other place in your entire Bible where the word inspiration is used, and we want to go there now. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. This understanding is exceedingly important, but what we want to recognize is it's not enough to just know something to be so. It's not enough just to have some wisdom about it. God wants that knowledge and wisdom to affect us, and he does it through understanding. And you say, but how can I understand God? Well, he put something in there so y'all can make a connection. And watch now in 2 Timothy 3:16, all, what's the next word? Scripture. You know what you have in your lap right now? You got the scripture. All scripture, not past tense, not was given. I know we often use the word inspired to say the Bible is inspired, meaning that God told the authors what to write. I believe that, okay? And there are many verses where you can see God speaking and the man's writing it down. The pattern for the temple was given to David in writing by the Lord, okay? So all scripture, but it says is given, not was given. So right now, you have a Bible open in your lap. You're looking down, reading what I'm reading. And God is here to give that to you. Watch it. All Scripture is given by what? Inspiration. That's to help you understand what you're reading. All right, Scripture is given by inspiration. And look, that's not me. Of God, and present tense, is profitable for four things. Doctrine, so you know what it says. Reproof, to tell you where you're out of line. For correction, to tell you how to get into line. And for instruction to righteousness, once you've made the correction, how to get going in that direction so that your life will change. What's the result? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Understanding is designed to change your life for the better. Okay? You know why you come into favor with God in good understanding? Because you aren't what He wants you to be when He saves you. You're a child of God. But you haven't become what He wants you to be. He's the potter, you're the clay. And so what He does is He uses understanding of the Scripture to reprove you, to correct you, to instruct you in righteousness so that you can be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And He likes the end result of what He sees going on in your life when you have good understanding. That brings you into favor with God. If you've ever trained an animal, if you've ever trained an employee, if you've ever been involved where something had to be taught to change and it makes the changes, it brings you in, you and the horse, the dog, whatever you're training, into great favor. Don't try it with cats. You can't do it. They say about dogs, dogs have a master, cats have staff. So don't do it at home. And God looks at that and He says, you are very different than when I found you and saved you. And I'm thankful that you knew you needed to be saved, that with wisdom you had the discretion and discernment that I would save you if you'd trust me, and the understanding to trust me. Right? And now, following what I'm giving you by inspiration, your life is changing. Those words are doing a miraculous work in your life. And that brings you into favor with God. That's a tremendous thing. So I hope you've benefited from this tonight to understand righteousness. That's what Jesus Christ gives us when we get saved. And He wants us to yield to that righteousness. Mercy and truth is what He extended to us when He saved us. He wants us to live by truth and extend mercy to others. Wisdom, so we have discernment about correct judgments concerning the things in here, and understanding so that our lives now are sanctified by His work of Scripture in our lives. And He looks down there and says, hey, that's my child right there. That's my child right there. Brings you into good favor. Father, thank You tonight for an opportunity to be able to study something from the Scripture regarding why understanding brings us into favor with You. And my prayer is that having seen this tonight, that we will strive to, by good understanding, have favor with You. But we ask You to do these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.